Evan?
Stay up, my boy.
That's a very new thing to say.
Yeah, well, it was an emotional journey.
It was.
For a lot of us.
It was.
Us for a couple reasons, because as we were trying to watch tonight, we had some technical difficulties with the Hulu. You ordered cookies that aren't going to show up until tomorrow.
What a disaster.
Technology has not been our friend.
And Evan left our freaking food at the restaurant.
And if you can tell by the audio quality of this episode, I don't have my dongle to connect the microphone to this, so we're using laptop mics. Lovely episode of Batch Please, but don't let that deter you from listening to the rest of it, because it's going to be good content. We got it locked down.
Got it locked down.
So this episode's...
So I'm Allison Gunnell.
And I'm Evan Delaney. Apparently forgot to include our names in this. The episode starts in a kind of an interesting spot, uncomfortable
which
spot,
was
I would
never
say.
Revisited again.
Which I kind of want some follow up. I want us to circle back on
not
whether anyone or not jerked off in the episode.
It was so weird, and Katie goes, I have this idea. Let's tell everyone it's a challenge. No self-care for the rest of the time.
The fact that they called it self-care was stupid.
The whole thing was stupid and weird, and I do not think that you can dictate that, and I think it is incredibly odd.
It entirely ripped off from the Seinfeld contest episode,
which is
an all-time classic.
Evan did make me watch a clip from to show me what he's talking about.
Which you enjoyed. I think you're going to start watching Seinfeld here pretty soon.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. You strike me as a Kramer type of gal.
Okay. Great. I don't know what that means.
So, yeah, they imposed this contest game, whatever you want to call it, and we don't really follow up on it. I think someone makes a mention of it to Katie in one of their little one-offs there. But
Andrew S. did.
But it's like, what's the point of this?
I don't know.
It's not even something we can see on camera anyway.
And
so
shouldn't,
it's like,
and don't want to.
Yeah, don't want to.
And it's just personal, and I don't think that should be something we can tell other people to do or not do, and I think it should just not be a thing that we talk about on the show. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. It was also funny that Mike P. was like, oh, I'm going to have no problem
with
this.
That was hilarious.
So it's one thing to be a virgin, but it's another thing. Has he never?
I don't know.
Maybe I kind of want to know that.
Maybe we'll hear more about that in their future.
Because that, the freaking self-restraint. Jesus.
Well, we'll see what comes to be of all that.
We're humans. We have needs. It's okay, Mike B.
It's okay, Mike B.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
That was the really weird beginning to the episode.
Yes.
Very strange. Okay, so first thing after that.
The one-on-one. With Justin.
Honestly,
which is the same one-on-one we saw last year.
Exact same date that Tayshia had with Zach, who she's still engaged to. Where they pretend, I have so many angry thoughts about this, to get ready for a wedding, and they act out wedding stuff.
Yeah, so let's...
First, the whole date, the whole one-on-one from beginning to end was kind of lackluster for me.
Yeah.
It was, like, fine.
Yeah.
It was just, like, okay. But, okay.
The fact, what bothers me more is that they're just recycling from last year's. Like, it's so lazy on them. So
I mean,
lazy.
It's literally the same. It's not even taking from, like... 2 seasons ago.
Right, at
it's
least.
The same
right.
dates.
Like, I know that we're all, you know, we've got our COVID brains going on right now.
But,
like,
oh
we think
God.
We forget shit. We remember this shit.
Yeah.
ABC.
And I've said this before. I said it during the Tayshia Zach version of this date, but I really hate the wedding theme dates because for people who want to get married and choose to get married and that's the path they take, a wedding is very special and all those moments are moments that ideally you only have them one time.
One time.
So you try on a wedding dress.
Yep.
One, like there's a first time in your life trying a wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say vows. Then you have a first kiss. That you cut a cake. All of these things are like very like traditional around a wedding. So the fact that they're like fake doing them and they're having all of these moments of her walking down an aisle in a wedding dress holding flowers, but it's all fake is weird. And I feel like it takes away from an actual moment that they hopefully have later on.
It takes away from that moment. It also, like, if say she doesn't end up with Justin, that's such a weird thing to have shared with someone who is not
and
your...
And say she does end up with Justin, and they already had all of these moments. Like,
right.
It's
so
weird
either way. Like, nobody wins in this situation.
No, I hate it.
So, yeah, I also, not a big fan of the date. You know, they exchange their vows, whatever, like...
And they were fake vows, too. Like, everything's
fake.
I hate it.
Yeah, I just...
I hate it. That would be a day I would have straight up refused to be part of.
Yeah. You know what's a fake vow?
What?
The letter Y. because it's like sometimes. Sorry, it's late, guys.
Oh my god. All right, anyway.
Okay, so they talk a little bit on their little dinner or whatever. Katie gets a little bit emotional about, you know, her dad passed away, who we find out actually wasn't even her biological father.
Yeah, but that her mom had actually hid that from her for a long time.
And so lots to unpack there.
And they went through really quickly, I feel like.
Yeah, well, there's other stuff to get to. Kind of glazed
right over that.
Right, like, we had a weird debate / roast to get to, so time was of the essence.
Yeah, so that one-on-one goes, whatever. Justin gets the rose, one-on-one over.
And we listen. Well, we listen to the sweet, dulcet tones of Max.
Whoever that is.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't, never heard of that person in my life.
Never heard of him, and I hope to never hear his voice again.
So we have a group date.
Yeah, we have a group date. This was very confusing.
I was confused by the group date because, first of all, then we have some drag queens that come out. So Evan and I are like, they're doing a drag show.
Which seems
a little sketchy, and I don't really know about that. Almost like
appropriating drag culture.
I don't know if we're going to do that, and I don't know if I like that. Regardless, that's where I assumed the date was going.
Yeah.
Then it didn't. Then they said they're going to have a debate over who is the best guy for Katie.
Yes.
So I'm like, I wonder how this is going to work. But it turned out they really just wanted it to be a roast, which again, they had in Tayshia's season, Eclair's season. Yeah,
this felt like a school project where the teacher was like very unclear about what the rubric is.
Yeah, and everyone handled it differently, and all of them were just being nice, and Greg wrote a poem, and you know, whatever. I don't know. Everyone was being nice and fine, and then all of a sudden, they're like, all right, let's really get into it. Who's the worst guy for...
The drag queens were also drama queens.
They were, and they wanted the drama. So then all of a sudden, everyone started talking shit about Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of people kind of took a turn saying stuff about Hunter. And then I have to applaud Hunter because they gave him a chance to rebuttal. And he was like, I have nothing insulting to say about any of these guys here. I'm here for Katie, and that's the truth, blah, 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 whatever. And regardless of how much he meant or didn't mean it, I applaud him for not taking a very easy chance to tear down others, which he could have done.
Look, I'm gonna kind of preemptively give out a rose here. He's gonna give my Michelle Obama rose. Oh. When they go low, we go high.
Yes.
And Michael took the high road there.
No, Hunter took the high road there.
Sorry, Michael's always.
But Michael's lives on the high road.
Michael,
so
yeah, Michael
we're used
is
to seeing
the,
him there.
Is the traffic cop on the high road.
Yeah, so we're used to seeing him.
But anyways, yes, you're right. Hunter is taking the high road here. But we talked about this a little bit while we were watching. Is like, is he playing the game? Because we find out a little bit.
I can see it going either way.
That
I really
he apparently
know.
Is a super fan.
Which I don't think is enough to rule someone out.
Commenting on the forums. He's got a top four.
If Evan went on the show, people would probably be like, he's got it. This is all for
I would get
podcast.
Crucified.
Right. So I don't know if that's a fair reason to count someone out. But regardless.
And I don't think I'm a super fan.
I don't think you're a super fan either. But whatever. The date was weird. Then they did that. They went to the cocktail party. Cocktail party thing. And basically, it was just everyone roasting Hunter again. And then, in a very interesting reaction, Katie was like, okay, I have to go throw up. I'm very upset. So Katie's like ill over this because she doesn't know what to do and she's sick of not knowing and whatever. So then she goes back out to the guys and is like, this is over. No roast. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. She does have, I would say, the one kind of like bright moment for her in this is when she's kind of... talking with Greg, like they're clearly vibing, like they've got a good connection.
For sure.
And we also find out that she rates him as the best kisser.
Yes, so it doesn't surprise me based on their chemistry, honestly.
Right, that goes a long way. And back to High Road Michael there, he also like kind of stands up for him and was saying like, you know, the conversations I've had with him, he seems to really genuinely like Katie.
Right.
So again, we don't really know.
We don't know.
Because, again, Hunter knows the strategy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Big super fan. He probably knows about this podcast if he's a big super fan, right? He's probably
listening.
So, Hunter, if you're listening, let's chat.
And then we have one more one-on-one.
One?
Uno and mas. That is with Connor, who is so excited. Mm. We're excited because we like Connor, and this is great. So, Katie starts expressing, like, you know, that everything with Connor is so great, and she thinks he's so great. And they have everything that you would want in a relationship, except for she doesn't feel that spark of chemistry when they kiss. She said it's the one thing that she thinks is missing. So this is going to be a good test to kind of just see if it's there.
Yeah.
So their date is kind of interesting. So Caitlin, one of the hosts, and her fiance, Jason, who is from a different season, but they ended up meeting and now they're engaged, comes and they have like a double date day, basically. They're like grilling and like playing volleyball. Making and large, like
doing weird coconut rolly.
Yeah, doing games. Weird stuff, whatever. And Jason and Keelan are both like, oh, Hunter, oh my God, I can't say their names right. Connor's so great. He's so cool. And Jason and Connor are vibing and Katie's telling Caitlin, like, you know, I really like him, but like, I just don't know if we have that spark. So then they're basically like, okay, now you guys have to go kiss and see. And so then they're like watching them kiss. It was very weird. And it seemed like a kind of passionate kiss, honestly, from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, all right, cool. And she's smiling, they're kissing. And then it's a commercial. And as soon as we come back for a commercial, Katie's like breaking crying, going to his room, obviously to break up with him. Poor Connor opens the door and obviously pretty quickly could realize what was happening. And she felt so bad. And he was like comforting her. He's like talking her through that it's okay for her to break up with him.
I think this is similar to what happened when Tyler C. and Hannah broke up a little bit.
Where it's
bit,
like
right?
devastating and sad, but like he seems like such a genuine guy that he's realizing if this is what she wants and needs, then I'm going to like make sure she knows it's okay.
Yeah.
And he handled it amazingly. Amazingly.
Yeah. And honestly, right now his DMs have to be
en fuego. Oh my God. Because all Katie said was like, he's the best guy. He's the best guy. He's the best guy. And then even when he goes and tell the guys like, hey guys, like I'm actually leaving. He wants to say bye to them, which you don't have to do. Most people, they get sent home, they leave.
Yeah.
The guys were sobbing. Over him leaving. Trey's crying. Greg's crying. I mean, they're all like sobbing. They're all hugging him. And they're like, he's the best guy. Like, if it doesn't work for him, how's it work for us? And he's like, you guys are the best group of guys. She's, you know, I wouldn't ask for a better group of guys for her than you guys. And I'm like, this is so nice.
Yeah. Very important. Yeah. It was sad to see him go because he was in both of our top fours.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to make some
adjustments. And I think he had a really hot start. And he even had said, like, it started out so great, and then it kind of just pittered out.
Sometimes, see, I would never want to be the first one-on-one person. So, like, where the first one-on-one person is like, oh, my God, like, we're off to the best start. I have the strongest connection. And then the lead is kind of like, well, I'm already good with them, so let me just kind of put them to the side.
Sort of
and then it fizzles
thing.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like we see that happen a lot. So that's a bummer, but Connor handled like a champ. I hope we see Connor in Paradise. I know he wasn't announced. We need to talk about that. But I know it wasn't like announced, but you know, they throw people in and they can't tell us who from this season is going to go yet because it would spoil things.
Right. With the exception of Carl, but he's gone already.
Right. So so that was it. And then, you know, Katie's sad or whatever, but then Blake's coming in clutch and he pulls a little say anything moment, which Evan was not into.
This whole entire episode is about stealing IP. Like, they stole the Connor or the contest thing from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
They're doing the say anything. I want something original.
I hear you, but that's not really this show's vibe.
Correct, because obviously if we're just doing... And they also stole from last year's date.
Yeah, exactly.
So
whatever. But it is so obvious the connection, the chemistry that Katie and Blake have because they're making out and they're getting hot and heavy and I'm like... They have it. Like, the chemistry is freaking there for those two.
Yeah.
More than I thought. I mean, he has a better connection with her than he did the whole Tayshia and Claire season combined.
Yes. Despite what he said during Claire and Tayshia's season, that he was super into both of them. I think this must have been, like, really hard for Connor to watch back, too, because, like...
It looks like it was immediate. It just happened. And we don't know, actually, how long had passed.
Right. But still, it's like, it must have been the same day. So
which did
look
immediate,
tough.
But yeah. So hopefully we see Connor pop up in Paradise. So after this evening, the next day is the cocktail party.
Can I get to one?
Oh, yes,
back
please.
To their dumb contest. They made sort of an innuendo that Blake might have lost.
I don't remember.
With the he said the happy ending.
Oh, God.
And the sprinkler came
up. Oh, that was so painful.
And yeah, that was not great.
Too much. We didn't need that.
I'm counting that as an L for Blake in this contest.
I think I'm counting it as a W for Blake.
Well,
so honestly, to be honest, and he had a hot makeout sesh with Katie. So
yeah, oh no, he's winning in that department. He is not
just
winning
really the more important
in whatever the dumb contest is.
So then we go to the cocktail party rose ceremony. Katie comes out and is like, "Look, spending more time with people isn't going to do anything. I know what I'm doing. Let's go."
She says time isn't going to make a difference tonight.
But see, I kind of applaud her for that because, like, you know who you want at this point to stay at least to the top, like, four or five people. So, like, why bother?
Yes.
So we go straight to the rose ceremony.
Right into it.
And first thing she does, well, first they look at the roses and they see four people are going home, which is wild to go all the way down to five at this point.
I think there's more than five.
Oh, is there?
One, two, three, four, five, six. There's seven.
Oh, seven. To go down to seven already feels really quick. Yeah. But Katie knows what she wants to do. So first thing she calls Hunter's name. Everyone's like, oh, shit. She takes him outside with a rose and it's kind of like, I need clarity. You see like 2 seconds of their conversation. Doesn't look like she got any clarity. But she doesn't send him home or give him a rose. And he comes back to the rose ceremony and she gets into it. So ultimately, who got roses and who did not?
Roses. Blake, of course.
Obvi.
Andrew S.
Obviously.
No doubt. Greg. Saw it coming.
Of course.
Michael A. You'd be crazy not to. Mike P. I kind of get it.
I think I get it from the chance that like she's interested to explore because they really haven't hung out a lot.
I think.
And it's a challenge.
I too, also, like, yeah, I also think like that's kind of a producer pick because they want to put him in.
They want to do the whole virgin storyline and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, sexually tense situations.
Yeah.
And then, out of nowhere.
Out of left freaking field.
After getting maybe 17 seconds of screen time this season.
Brendan.
Our boy Brendan.
And Ev and I are straight up like, well, it's not going to Brendan. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I was thinking, like, it's probably going to be Aaron.
I thought Hunter might be.
Hunter. And I was even I could even see Trey.
So Aaron goes home, Trey goes home,
and James goes home,
and Hunter goes
home. And I already forget who James is.
Box guy.
Oh, that's right.
So James is box guy, saw that coming.
Yeah.
Saw the Aaron thing coming. Hunter was debatable, and Trey was debatable. But regardless, all four left. And I can't believe Brendan is like the top seven because what?
He's got hair like a cockatoo.
And they barely talked.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you one single thing about Brendan. At all.
No, not one damn thing.
Besides cockatoo hair.
We're down to seven already.
Siete.
Feels really quick.
Yeah.
We know her season supposedly ends early, but that seems really quick.
So if it ends early, are we getting less episodes or are they going to drag out?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't know. Yeah, so we'll see. Preview for next week looks good. The whole rest of the season, the previews look really, really good. It looks like there's going to be a nice little rain makeout sesh. It looks like...
Reminded me of The Notebook.
Yeah, it looks like a little notebook
but
moment.
But also because I think... I see like a Gosling in Greg.
Looks like Mike P's going to get some hangout time.
Yep.
So I'm interested by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see if Brendan actually does anything or if that's all we get of him. So
watch Brendan F around
and
win this thing.
Can you imagine? It's not winning, Evan. It's falling in love.
Winning her heart.
I also see here... Tell me about Blake saying he's in love with her. It looked like in the previews. And I don't know.
It's going to be down to Blake and Greg.
I think so too.
Yeah.
So I think, wait, let me look at this list really quick. So my new opinion is top four is going to be Blake, Andrew, Greg, and Michael.
Yeah, I think Blake. Oh, Justin's on there too.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about Justin.
He got one earlier on.
Okay. I think Blake, that doesn't change my opinion. Blake, Andrew, Greg, Michael, top four.
I think I'm Blake, Andrew, Greg.
The only thing, Michael could be swap out with Justin Michael. If Michael self-eliminates because of his son.
Yeah.
The only way I see that happening because, and then the one part of the preview, which I can't talk about because it was too much, so you have to talk about it.
Oh, and Michael was like, no one's going to love you like I will.
How did I react to that, Evan?
You damn near cried.
Not well. So I don't see it going well for me if he says that next week and where we net out with that. That's the only reason I could see that happening is maybe a Michael Justin swap if Michael self eliminates. I do not think Katie will send him home.
For all we know, Brendan still might
sneak who knows?
By
Who's
the dark horse candidate.
Who's to say?
So, that is the episode. Let's talk about Paradise.
Yes.
So the class of 2021, the Paradise class of 2021 was announced. I want you to just go through the names for me, and I'm just going to tell you whether or not I'm excited about them.
And I will do the same. Abigail from Matt's season, I love her.
I'm excited.
I love her. I hope she finds love. Love her.
Yeah, she's
Brendan
great.
From Tayshia's season.
I
hell yes.
Couldn't be more excited.
Love me some
he's
Brendan.
Perfect.
Very excited.
One thing I'm upset about though is he's not going to get to wear turtlenecks. But he'll get to see some real ass turtles. So I
maybe
think
he will wear
more
turtlenecks.
Like, I respect that.
You can buy fake turtlenecks that don't have sleeves.
Oh, cool.
To wear under like dresses and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway.
Neat.
Deandra Canoe of Peter season. And no, I absolutely don't believe that she was even on the show.
Does not ring a bell.
How do some people get on Paradise that no one's ever heard of?
I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell, so I will say
I mean, she's stunning.
I'm excited.
But yeah, but like, who is it? Ivan.
Ivan.
Yes.
100%.
Hell yeah,
can't
Ivan.
Wait.
There's some good group of freaking people on this so far. Jasenia.
I like Jasenia. She's fine.
I'm fine with Jasenia. I don't really care.
I don't think her and Matt ever had a chance, so.
Joe from Becca Sees the Bachelorette.
Who's this guy?
Yes, Grocery Joe.
Has he been on Paradise before?
Yes.
Okay, so I was going to say, I know the name. I recognize Grocery Joe.
I love Grocery Joe.
And he
Joe
was only on for one episode, right?
One episode. I've never seen such a powerful one episode person.
Yeah.
Grocery Joe.
Okay.
But big fan
I'll
of Grocery.
I'm excited.
He's great. Super, like, goofy, kind of dorky, regular dude. So you're going to love
Feel
Joe.
That. Okay. Relatable.
Carl from this season.
Carl, our guy.
No.
He won't last 30 seconds. Everyone's
nope.
going to hate his guts.
Kelsey from Peter's season. Sure. Champagne.
Champagne. Dude. She ended up being okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
She kind of had a moment where I was like, oh, you're kind of nuts.
Kenny from Clarentasia season. Low-key, I'm kind of excited about Kenny.
This dude's made for Paradise.
He's made for Paradise.
Yeah. There's no, like, he works for boy bands. Like,
I love
this
it.
Is,
Mari from Matt's season.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited because I, first impression, I loved Mari and I was like, she's going to go far and
she
didn't.
Got a little,
so,
like, kind of toxic-y. She was in that whole drama. Not like
everyone in the
front
whole freaking season was, so.
Yeah.
Marissa from Peter's season.
Legit,
again,
do
literally don't remember.
Know who this is,
no
so
clue who that is.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Natasha from Peter's season.
I remember her.
I didn't like Natasha.
I'm okay with her. I'm neutral on her Paradise appearance.
Same. Noah from Tayshia's season.
I'm out. Unless Bennett's not there. I need those two clashing.
I know. I want Noah and Bennett to be there. Noah is also made for Paradise, though. So
yeah. I'm not crazy about him.
Serena C.
No, I'm
Matt
so
season.
Out. I couldn't be more out.
Hard pass on that. Didn't like her. Not a
she
fan.
She might have been my least favorite person from Matt's season.
Yeah, I'm very out on Serena C. Serena P, though.
Oh, I'm in on Serena P.
In on Serena P.
Yeah.
Out on Serena C. Annoyed that they brought both Serenas, but we'll see. Tajwan from Colton season.
Hot flash
oh
girl.
My God.
The pigeons and the seagulls.
Wow,
remember
that
her?
Is, yeah, but geez, that is weird.
I am excited for her because I want her to do the same thing of just like coming in way too hot.
I think
not
that's
drinking
the only thing
any
she
water.
Knows.
And
Tammy from Peter season.
A little less excited.
I don't really barely remember her that much.
No.
But Victoria. Queen Victoria from Matt's season, who looks very different.
Looks way different. Apparently moved to Florida because.
And is in pageants.
She's in the Miss Florida pageant, which honestly checks out.
Honestly, though, like, again, she is so made for Paradise.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a redemption story from her on Paradise. Sometimes people can use Paradise for good redemption stories to see who they actually are as real humans and not their weird characters.
There's like a little bit of Schadenfreude that I kind of like of watching her like be her
yeah.
self. I
kind so we'll
of,
see.
I kind of look. This is gonna sound bad. I want her to be
I,
as. I want her to be worse than she was on Matt's season.
And then Victoria P from Peter's season, which this is really interesting because she looks different too, and she posts on her own social media like kind of pissed.
Yeah.
About how insanely photoshopped her pictures were.
Yeah.
See, she I liked until she started lying, remember? She was
yeah,
like,
what was,
lying about shit.
Oh, it's because her and Alea knew each other, right?
Yeah.
Why do
like,
I remember
I
this?
She was like, I don't know her. And I was like, well, I know her.
Yeah, like, well, we're kind of like friends for a little bit. We stayed in the same hotel room and like we're in the same pageants and we go way back. We're on a group chat together.
Yeah.
We read books. We're in a book club. We both have the same personal trainer. So a bunch
so?
Of, yeah, a bunch of things that are just, you know. So,
yeah.
I think other people from this season who might show up, I do think Connor can make an appearance there.
I hope Connor makes an appearance.
I would say if
Aaron, I think, would go
Aaron
there.
For sure.
Hunter, maybe.
I think Hunter is going to go. I think if Blake is not final two, he might go. I think if he's final two, he's going to be too heartbroken.
I agree.
Or engaged to go.
Right, right.
I guess there's two options there.
Yeah, I like how you're not even considering him actually getting engaged.
I could see Bennett going.
Okay, so looking at who's left or who has been on the season, I know my very obvious answer, but if there's a bachelor from this season, who should it be and why is it Michael A?
Because the A stands for Angel.
Yeah. Granted, I don't know if he'd want... Oh, we talked about this before. I want him to be the bachelor, and I want them to allow him to bring his child.
Yeah.
And provide child care.
We talked about that last
week. So that he doesn't miss out on an opportunity like that, but that he doesn't have to be away from his son.
Yeah. I think my answer's pretty obvious. I want Brendan to be the bachelor.
Yeah, he's great.
Obviously, he's,
but look,
he's
Andrew
really shining this season.
Be a bachelor.
No, I like Andrew S. too.
Those are my two only choices.
Yeah, I think that's... I'm on board with that.
Andrew S. or Michael. Michael's my first choice, but Andrew's my more realistic choice.
Yeah. I worry that, like, Michael's season's going to be too nice.
He's so nice.
Which, maybe that's what we need.
I think we need it. We need a nice season.
You know what? Instead of Michael's season, today's group date would have been say something affirming about your contestants.
I would like that. See, those are kind of dates I would be into. Like, you have to say one nice thing about everyone
here.
An
entire season of positivity on The Bachelor.
Oh, God, I love Michael so much. I love him.
And I think I said this last week, but his son will be the one who comes in and says, ladies, this is the final
rose. Like that. I think that'd be great.
And he'll say, please say your goodbyes and all that kind of stuff.
I love that for him.
So, yeah, I love that for him. I love it for us. Great stuff coming this way. Apologies again for the technical difficulties and all of that stuff. Can't wait for those cookies to show up on my doorstep tomorrow at 8:30.
Can't wait to eat the leftover sushi
that I left at the place.
It's been a day. It's been a day.
It's been a long week.
It's Monday.
We're
tired from the weekend.
We're tired from the weekend. No doubt about that.
We're real tired.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Hit us up on those, you know, what you use on your phone, the apps.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called?
Social medias.
What are our social medias? I don't know. Okay.
We don't have time for this bit today. Let's just
All right. You do it.
At BatchPleasePod on Twitter and Instagram and BatchPleasePod@gmail.com.
Don't ever tell me we don't have time for a bit. I make time for bits. I'm not like Katie, where I just cut time because it's not going to make a difference.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.